Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow, mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, nation, welcome to the show here on another Friday. QT and Sign Guy with you like usual. Real fast before we jump into it, if you're looking for wrestling tonight, WCWO as usual at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis. Defy Wrestling right here in Seattle, Washington. Stronghold Wrestling running a benefit show in Lamont Furnace, Pennsylvania. WTF in Carmel, Indiana. And Wrestling Revolver in West Des Moines, Iowa. Tomorrow night, Supreme Wrestling featuring Jerry Lawler and Doug Gilbert, as well as Jason Kincaid in Madison, Indiana. Russell Club in Boise, Idaho. Lucha Portland Wrestling in Portland, Oregon. DCCW in Portland, Indiana. DCW in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. WCWO returning to Greensburg, Indiana. And TISW in Corbin, Kentucky tomorrow night. Without further ado, I want to welcome back our guest today, Paul Moonshine. Welcome to the show, but my understanding is you have a guest with you. I don't know when it's a boot, but I'm obligated to do this part. That idiot Darth Carr has found his way back on the show. Paul Moonshine, are you responsible for this? What did you do to my show?
I brought on somebody that deserves to be on this show, and to face just be on there to antagonize you.
Well, that he has, Darth Carr. You've weaseled your way back onto the show. You've soiled the very good name of Paul Moonshine. If there ever was any good thing about the name of Paul Moonshine. Are you a Moonshine fan? What's going on?
Oya, man. Thank you to all my friends in the Pacific Northwest. The most I'm at a loss for words right now to tell you the truth, but yes, I have been propositioned, if you will, or asked that the Mr. Paul Moonshine be in the corner of the one and only Darth Carter.
Wow.
That's true.
You want Paul Moonshine to manage you? Is that what you're basically saying?
Hey, we're going to start off with this, you could say, one-time-only event as a test drive, if you will. But then, hey, as things happening, yeah, it could go more long-term on a permanent basis.
Paul Moonshine, you've made a lot of wrong decisions in your life, a lot of wrong choices. Are you going to make yet another wrong choice? Are you going to manage this idiot? He wants you to manage
him. Whoa. What do you mean wrong choice? He's getting the chance of a lifetime with the most spectacular wrestler in all the Pacific Northwest, if my name isn't Ricky Romero.
You know, fine guy, you're the one that makes the wrong choices for months and
for years.
I've been telling you what to do during the match of the moonshiners and stuff, and you ignore me. You've caused me to get a pile driver. You wouldn't stop it, and you're obligated to stop Tommy Seltzer for giving him a pile driver, and you didn't do it. I ended up in the hospital. You let somebody put a chair around my shoulder, and I end up in the hospital. I had to have surgery on my shoulder. I've had to have back surgery.
This is just typical sign guy antics. Whether he's wrestling or if he's refereeing, he's always on the take, and it's inevitably someone's going to get the wrong end of the stick because of his – he's on the take. What can you say?
Yeah, I believe that. And I all along I've been saying that he's been getting paid off and stuff. Well, I put into it, I'm putting out a challenge. That is, if Darth Carter will wants me to be in his corner, I want to call out Sign Guy to be in a match against Darth Carter on June 22nd in Cheyenne, Wyoming. On June 22nd at 7 p.m. June 22nd.
June 22nd in Cheyenne, Wyoming. You want me to beat up that idiot one more time like I've done countless times? Time and time and time and time again, I've beat that idiot down. I can do it in Wyoming.
Because,
why not?
Of course, the referees are always on the take.
I'll accept your challenge.
You know what, Sign Guy? Darth Carter has not had anybody in his corner with my knowledge and the things that I know. I know you. I know how you are. I know how you work. And this is what I'm going to do. Darth Carter, I guarantee, is going to beat you down.
And I think that's a pretty much guaranteed, seeing that Paul Moonshine's going to be in Darth Carter's corner. He's going to keep an eye on people on the outside and keep an eye on the ref on the inside, because everyone knows with Sign Guy being in Northwest Territory, the Northwest Pacific refs are pretty much some of the highest paid refs out there, millionaires, if you will, just because of all the money they take from Sign Guy.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm gonna put a stop to it. I can't do it in the Pacific Northwest, but I'm gonna do it in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Well,
there's one thing
that
Darth Carter took from me fairly recently in Tacoma, Washington. That was a bunch of kicks to the face, because I started kicking him right in his masked face after Christopher Isaac invited me to join in. Paul Moonshine, you might have made the worst choice you've ever made. You made some questionable decisions. You were married to Miss Piggy for a number of years. Now,
yeah.
You managed idiot Darth Carter. Have you lost your mind? Have you gone senile?
Well, do I have to remind you that my son, J.B. Moonshine, has been a champion all over the Pacific Northwest? He's right now the Northwest Pro champion and up in Vaughn, Washington, and he's been a champion. I've got pictures all over my room. He's been a Washington State champion. He's been Pacific Northwest Tag Team champion on numerous occasions. I manage nothing but champions, and I guarantee Darth Carter is gonna do one on you June 22nd.
Wait a second. Are you saying your son, JB, is secretly Darth Carter?
I'm not saying he's secretly Darth Carter. No, I'm not.
Have you ever peeked under the mask? Do you know for sure?
You know something? I've never even other than over the phone, I've never talked to Darth Carla. So I don't know what Darth Carla looks like. And I don't care. I just know what his abilities are, and I know what my abilities are. And I know June 22nd, I know what your ability is going to be. It's going to be Doomsday.
And I can verify from various people that Darth Carter is a good goddamn handsome man.
Told everybody what because that's what JB is a good handsome man. I mean my son, what do you expect?
So what are the chances, Paul, from sometime that JB's gonna take out Sign Guy?
What was that again?
I said, have you ever considered having your son JB get in the ring and take out Sign Guy?
Well, I thought about it, but I don't think that that'll happen. The sign guy's got everybody in the Pacific Northwest in his hip pocket, so it's kind of hard to get that going. But with nobody in Wyoming knowing who I am and knowing who Sign Guy is, that's how I'm able to put this together in Wyoming.
We just need to make sure that the refs are sequestered before the mat, so Sign Guy doesn't have any connection to him before the mat, as to not, you know, have any money slipped under the table.
That's true. Because he's pretty slick when it comes to trying to grease somebody's pocket.
I learned a lot from Jerry Wilson. You're right, but I don't think I will need any help in beating once again this idiot Darth Carter. Now, Paul Moonshine, you talked about your son JB. Could be JB under the mask. Could be Jameson. It could be one of your 37 other relatives that we've seen over the years. I've heard rumors that it's actually Sarah Irene. Paul, you might be managing Sarah Irene as she's in a mask, masquerading as Darth Carter, who in fact, for some reason, somehow, some way, was once a BCW tag team champion with Gregor Petrov. I think that was a sign of the apocalypse.
Like I said, you just never know, because I only manage champions, and Jameis has been a champion. JB's been a champion numerous occasions. LD Moonshine's been champion. So yeah, you know, I have no qualms about. I know guaranteed fact that Darth Carter, with stuff that I know and what I know about you and outside the ring and stuff, he's gonna come out with his hand raised and get through.
And let's just say this, even though Darth Carter has never had a manager in the past, he's smart enough to recognize a managerial genius. I mean, he's, as he said earlier, he's made countless champions. He can make champions out of anyone. I would even wager probably $5,000 or $10,000 that he can make QT Vokes himself world champion.
Yeah, I probably could, but QT is, on the other hand, is also another coward, because he does not accept any of my challenges that I put out to him. Well, when I talk to him later on, I'm going to put out another challenge to him.
Well, maybe we should have one of those challenges accepted. Maybe that should happen on today's show.
Yeah, maybe. It's just because I've given him half a dozen challenges, and he refuses every one of them. Well, today I'm going to make another challenge.
Paul Moonshine, did you just challenge QT Vokes to a Quattro Thumbtack match?
A what match?
A Quattro Thumbtack match.
No, I didn't. You could try to put words in my mouth.
You're pretty good in Quattro Thumbtack matches.
Well, seeing that I'm 1-0, I accept. What date would this be?
You just wait until I make the challenge. Fine guy, you quit trying to put words in my mouth. I know what challenge I'm gonna make him, and I'm gonna hold him to it. And so you stop trying to put words in my mouth. When I'm ready to challenge him, I will challenge him, and that will be on today's show.
Yeah, quit putting words in his mouth and quit putting money in people's arrest pockets.
Well, I believe he needs to put his teeth in his mouth so he can be clear on this. I could have swore I heard Paul Moonshine throw out a challenge to QT, and now he's backtracking because he just remembered how deadly QT is in Quattro Thumbtack matches. I'm sure Paul's seen numerous times the video of QT Vokes versus Beast Barnett.
You know, same guy. I thought you were younger than that, but apparently you need to turn up your hearing aid. I thought you was able to get rid of that hearing aid, but apparently not. You need to turn it up and turn it up real loud, because I did not say anything about a thumbtack match. I have not made any kind of a challenge yet. I said I will make a challenge for him today, but I have not made it yet.
Awfully convenient. Now, I hope you and Dark Carter back on this Wyoming challenge, because I'm going to be there in Wyoming, and I'm going to beat him down. And Paul Moonshine, if you get in my way, I don't mind kicking an old man.
Yeah, well, guess what? Do I need to also remind you that I've had five matches? Count them, five. That's on one hand, five matches I've had. And I have not been beaten yet. I am undefeated. I won tag team matches several months ago, a year ago or so. I beat Kevin Brandt in a manager versus manager match. You know, so don't tell me what you think you can do. I know what I know.
Five and 0 is pretty impressive record, if you ask me.
I didn't recall asking you, and I will point out I'm undefeated against Darth Carta.
Well, like I said, those have to be some of the richest refs in the world there in the Pacific Northwest.
You may be undefeated against Darth Carta as of now, but you've got just little over a month to get signed up, because Darth Carta is coming to Cheyenne, Wyoming. Darth Carter is coming with a manager in his corner. Darth Carter is coming with an undefeated manager in his corner. Darth Carter is coming to Cheyenne, Wyoming to kick your ass.
And how about we add maybe a little...
And he better bring his working shoes, because it's never happened yet. I don't think I'll allow it to happen in Cheyenne. I mean, this idiot, he's traveled all over the place. He's been to Idaho, Indiana, Alaska. Who knows where this idiot's gone? He's caused trouble everywhere he's went. He suckers his way into title matches. He loses the title matches most of the time. If it wasn't for Petrov, he wouldn't have been a BCW tag team champion. And you think he's got any chance at all against me, Paul Moonshine? I might just pick you up, Paul Moonshine, and slam you on top of Darth Carter, and I'll pin the both of you. I'll end both of your impressive records, if that's what you want to call them.
Isn't that just like you, Sign Guy, trying to pick on someone who hasn't been in the ring for quite a while, who's been on the out? You never want to step into the ring with quality opponents. And when you do, you grease the palm of refs and slip your way into victory. But how about this? How about after Cheyenne, Wyoming? How about after when Darth Kazga annihilates Sign Guy? That we have, let's put all our grudges on the table. I propose a tag team match of Darth Carta and his tag team partner, Paul Moonshine, going up against Sign Guy and QT Vokes.
You know,
I would
know
even
what?
Accept that. I will make QT dry clean his singlet, put it on. I will pay for the dry cleaning on Paul Moonshine's singlet because Dez knows what that has all over it. I'll accept the challenge. I will do half effort on my part. I'll tag QT in just to hook the leg of Paul Moonshine and get the 1-2-3. It'll be the easiest payday we ever had, QT.
You know what?
Well, I...
No. Go ahead.
Excuse me while I catch my thoughts for a moment.
Don't worry, QT. It'll be easy. I'll just do all the work, tag you in, you hook the leg, 1-2-3, in and out. We'll probably be rich off of that because I don't know who wouldn't come to Cheyenne, Wyoming to buy a ticket. It'll be the hottest ticket in the whole state of Wyoming.
You know what? Darth Carter just challenged you to the exact same thing I was going to challenge. The only stipulation is that I want for a referee, a special guest referee, Michael Myers.
Michael Myers? You want Michael Myers to be the referee?
That's right.
Well, he usually appears in October and November. I don't know if he'll come out a little bit early, but I'm willing to have him as the special guest referee.
What do you say, Darth Carter?
Sounds like a plan to me, and if something comes up and he's not available, I suggest Beef Barnett as an alternate.
Sure.
Have him come out of retirement for a one-night-only referee match.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Paul Moonshine, are you going to offer Beast Barnett a gallon of moonshine to referee this thing? How are you going to lure him out of retirement?
It can be done, believe me. You don't worry about it because now the challenge has been made and accepted because. QT, you have not. I challenged you to cage match. I challenged you to step ladder matches. I challenged you to several matches, and you just laugh them off. You come to BCW here in Portland, and all the time heckling me and stuff. And I can't do anything about it. But I get you in the ring. Believe me. I can do something about it.
If you really want to rope him into a match, may I suggest a fruit pie on a pole match?
That's a good one too. I'm always having to beg you for my fruit pies when I win. And that reminds me, how come I haven't been in the runnings lately? For a while there, I was in maybe not the number one, but I was in the running for several months in a row.
I think this last week, you were ranked number four, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, if I was my son JB Moonshine, he got the rankings texted to him, but I didn't.
Oh, okay.
And he told me, he said, well, it's probably because you weren't in the rankings this time. I said, okay, so I let it go. But if you're saying you think I was number four, why didn't I get the rankings? Because you're trying to hold back them, that's why.
They were on my Facebook book of faces.
I don't go just all willy nilly the Facebook page to see if I'm in a ranking. It's supposed to come to me directly.
Oh yeah, well, that is true. I should have said you sent you directly. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. See, there's part of what I have to put up with these idiots.
Constant shenanigans.
Yeah, constant. And yeah, I listened yesterday to your interview a while back with QT and him not sending you your pie that you had coming. What does he do? Eat them and just said, "Oh, I sent it. I don't know what happened to it."
QT is always reneging on fruit pies. I mean, I'd like to know really how many people have actually received their fruit pies.
Well, I was wondering how come he's been gaining all this weight. Well, now I know.
Well, now Whitey Jones received a fruit pie about a month ago. He said it was stale, though. Yes.
Stale, yes.
Yeah,
and I hear you've been using these generic brands and, you know, hoarding all the Hostess to yourself.
I have had the only Hostess food pie that was meat filled. Yes, it could have been a Hot Pocket though. Yeah.
Darth Carlo, there was one time when I was top of the list where I won a fruit pie. He came to BCW. He did offer me my fruit pie. I had to take him by the neck of the neck and threaten him and before he gave me my fruit pie.
So you assaulted a fan and demanded he give you a fruit pie, is what you're saying. I can't believe Paul Moonshine, the supposed moral compass of BCW, the patriarch of the Moonshine family, would set that type of an example, that he would rough up a fan in order to get a fruit pie.
He wasn't no fan. QT Vokes is an unofficial official.
Exactly. And he heckles me all the time. So I can't return the favor. Well, when I've got a pie coming, I've got a pie coming. And I demand to get that pie.
Oh, okay.
Just
like Darth Carter. He's got a pie coming. He deserves to get that pie.
Is that a mystery?
I've never received my Huckleberry fruit pie.
Damn, that's good. I thought I mailed one to you, theoretically.
Negative.
Oh, okay.
Well, you better get him another one, because if he gets it by now, it's going to be moldy or something. And you better get him another one.
Now, Paul Moonshine, when you get your fruit pie, and I'm pretty sure you had a bunch of them because I've seen the weight you've gained, don't you think that's going to slow you down in this tag team match? Don't you think you're going to be so bloated and full of pie that you're not even going to be able to get in the ring when Darth Carter tags you and goes flying over the rope and to run back to the locker room and hide?
You know, I don't have to run anywhere except in your corner. And when I run in your corner, you're going to know that Paul Moonshine is in the ring. Because you know, and I don't go anywhere without my walkies.
Now, I believe that I will know that you're in the ring, because the ring will start reeking of alcohol. So I think you're right on track there.
Well, you know, my name's not Moonshine for nothing. And when I have all the fans, you know, I've got hundreds and thousands of fans. I get emails all the time from fans wondering when I'm going to come here, when I'm going to come there. they know that what the moonshiners can do. They know what I'm capable of. Ask Roy Lovejoy. You know what happened when my son was in a match with Petrov and beat Petrov in the last man standing match when Petrov was down in a pool of his own blood. I'm sure that you remember. Also, Lovejoy was down in a pool of his blood because of what I did to him. So my actions speak louder than my words do.
Now, Dark Tarta, we still don't know what kind of shape Paul will be in after all these pies. We know you'll be in terrible shape. You always are.
I'm always in peak condition. Thank you very much.
I'm really terrified at, you know, what horrible condition it would be if that's peak condition. And we still don't know who's under that mask. It could be Sarah Irene. It could be JB Moonshine. Could be someone from deeper in Paul's past. It could be Miss Piggy. Whoever it is, I enjoy kicking them on a regular basis.
There's been all sorts of speculation about who's under the mask.
You know,
I've heard everything from Stomp and Steve. I've heard everything from Budget Deficit. I've heard everything from, let's see, who else? Numerous people trying to say, I know who's under that mask, but there's no one under this mask. It's just Darth Carter himself.
Yeah, you know what? You know what, Sangue? You do need to worry about who's under that mask because it could be, you know, you haven't mentioned about my nephew, Jason Kincaid. You haven't mentioned my niece, Casey Carlisle. It could be anybody. You just don't know.
I've worked numerous shows with both of those. I'm relatively sure it's not either one of them. It would probably crush me if I found out it was Casey Carlisle under there. Jason Kincaid, who's on that big show in Madison, Indiana tomorrow, I'm not sure that it's him. But Paul, since you brought it up, can you confirm or deny right now that Darth Carter is a Moonshine family member? Because I know you've been around the country and you've fathered numerous children with numerous people all up and down the United States because you were like the modern-day Dudley family, apparently. Is Darth Carter a Moonshiner or not?
I'm not going to say one way or the other who he is. I'm not going to say whether he's a Moonshiner. I'm not going to give you that satisfaction.
So we have to go on Maury Povich to get the answer on if Darth Carter is, in fact, the son or nephew of Paul Moonshine. You want us to go to Maury. You've taken it to that level.
You don't have to do that. Darth Carter is more of a tequila anyway. Like I said, this is managerial only, and also, you know, a tag team partner as well when we utterly destroy you and QT Vokes.
One other thing that you know this as well as I do. I'm also the second person in professional wrestling history that is a reverse second generation, and you know that as well as I do. So there's not a whole lot that I haven't done or I haven't accomplished.
You've never beaten QT in a fruit pie on a pole match.
That's because he won't accept any of my challenges.
get a poll. My vote is for Ed Wiskowski. We'll put a fruit pie on him, and we'll just see what kind of reputation you have after this match. I don't think you're going to be able to get to that fruit pie.
Well, you know, that's really not exactly fair, considering CT is about the same height as Ed Wiskowski, and I'm shorter than that. So
yeah,
why
kind
of
shenanigans you trying to pull, Slime Guy?
It seems fair to me. Who do you want us to get? Ivan Putski?
Why don't you get
Manute Bol?
Well, I was gonna say somebody like Big Show or something. I mean,
he's not Polish to start.
Well, that's true. He's not Polish, but Ivan Putski would be okay, I guess.
So you pick the shortest Polish guy you can possibly get, someone easily distracted, so you can just reach around and grab the fruit pie right off the bat.
Well, it's just as fair for CT because CT well. He's kind of fat and chunky, so I don't know if he can get to it fast enough. But that's neither here nor there. CT is just a wannabe person anyway. That's why he's called CT and doesn't have a real name.
It stands for quite terrific.
That's true. Yes.
It took you to come up with that. He couldn't come up with that himself.
Yeah, years ago. Pay attention for once.
Hey, I can't afford to pay attention. You keep taking my money.
Here's
well,
how confident I am.
Thousands you make
in
an illegal bootleg moonshine, you should be able to afford a little bit of attention. What's going to happen next week at Northwest Pro? Like, are you going to have no attention left to devote to JB because all your attention will be on preparing for this match in Cheyenne where I decimate your relative Darth Carter, and then on the tag team match where I stick the pole where the sun won't shine?
You know what? I don't have to prepare for anything because JB is going to go in there. He's going to defend his title to Johnny Truth or whoever he is, and he's going to come out victorious. We're not even talking about what JB's going to be doing next week. We're not talking about what JB's going to be doing this Sunday. We're talking about what's going to happen in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And we know what's going to happen in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Darth Carter is going to kick your teeth down your throat, and you're going to be standing back up with help from the security, because nobody else is going to want to help you.
I'm going to kick Darth Carter so hard that your dentures are going to pop out of your mouth, Paul Moonshine. That's how hard I'm going to kick them. So you might want to consider having JB around. You might need the bodyguard. You might want to bring Jameson and Mary Lou and all 57 of your other relatives to protect you. I will go through all of them like a buzzsaw to get to the throat of Darth Carter so for once and all I can end this idiot. I don't want to see him popping up every few months in title matches all across the country. I don't want him popping up here, soiling our good name on this very program. I don't want to see his mass face on T-shirts and magazine covers and whatever else he somehow manages to get. Probably
ice cream bars.
He raises people off with the money from the moonshine business.
Well, you know what? You need to be careful what you wish for because you just might get it because I already know for a fact Jameson's going to be there that night. I already know for a fact I have a brand new moonshiner that's going to be there that night that nobody has seen before. And then of course Dark Card is going to be there that night. So I don't need any more backup than what I'm going to have.
I think the odds are looking pretty good in our favor.
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, he stacks it with 50 guys, and now you like the odds. Well, QT, I believe, has a couple of questions he needs to throw out there. So, QT, fire off those questions.
Well, Paul, I'd like to say it will be an honor to get in the ring with you, but I sense a little bit of animosity in your voice. I've always been a deep admirer of yours. Where did this animosity come from? It seems like you don't quite believe that I have your back in all social situations.
Because you stiff everyone on fruit pies.
I should have said it better myself.
All right. Well, Pa, as required by our Turnbuckle Turmoil bylaws, I have to ask you two questions in question format for our interviews to be legit. Here's the first question. Now, Pa, the list of double survivors in Japan are growing very rare. By double survivors, I mean the Japanese people who were in Hiroshima when the first bomb hit, survived that only to travel to Nagasaki and 3 days later experience a second bomb. My question is, you yourself suffered two major setbacks recently with Team Moonshine on the same weekend. Can you tell us about your double setback?
I was set back with who?
Can you tell us about your double setback that you recently suffered with Team Moonshine?
Oh, you're talking about when I was forced to do it with the freak show?
Pretty much, yeah.
That was the worst 2 months of my life. They end up with my contract and then I had to do whatever they said or the moonshiners would be fired. So yeah, there was things I had to do to JB that I didn't like doing. There was things I had to do to Jameson I didn't like doing. There was things I had to do to my friends in the back that I didn't like doing, such as posting them or whatever. You know, but as soon as they won my contract back in that steel cage match, then things turn around. I'm more dangerous than I was before, and I know things now that I didn't know before.
Oh wow!
Is that a reference to what Meat was doing to you?
We won't talk about what Meat was doing to me.
I think it might mean that you and Meat are legally married in certain countries.
This is a family show.
No,
are
okay.
You saying you wanted to start a family with Meat?
I didn't say that. You have a problem with your hearing aid. Dark Product, do you hear me say that?
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, see, you need to get that hearing aid fixed or your batteries changed or something.
Oh, I think I heard just fine, but continue.
Oh, okay. Well, my second question is, well, Pa, Darth Carta is a man of few words. In fact, he is fluent and even a teacher of sign language. My question is, if Darth Carta had a match in East Los Angeles, like an outside ring in La Promenita's, and he was using sign language, would he get in trouble with the Hoover Deuce Crip Street Gang or maybe the Piru Bloods, who thought he was throwing gang singles when signing?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think I would get in trouble because I only know one sign language, and nobody likes that one.
Oh, okay.
Now, Paul, I have a question. Obviously, you've scouted and you've watched who I think is a relative of yours, this idiot Darth Carter, the bane of my existence. Can you tell us your favorite ever Darth Carter match?
There's too many to think about. I really haven't given that in thought. I did watch a match though here yesterday. I watched a match that took place and believe me, if I'd been there, you would not have gotten away with things that you got away with, because I thought that was a bad call on the referee's part. And you would never have gotten away with it. I would have ran you out of town.
Yeah, that referee wasn't happy to see you. He just had a money roll in his pocket.
Yeah, I can imagine. Whenever some guy's in a match, he talks about this match or that match, and I said to myself, yeah, I wonder how much money you paid him.
Well, you know, I was brought up by Dice Man Ronnie Vegas, and as everyone knows, the money's in the boot. But I don't have to pay a red cent to a single person to defeat the likes of Darth Carter nor Paul Moonshine.
Well, I'll tell you what, you better pay somebody something because you can afford that hospital bed you're going to be in.
You must be thinking the Sign of Times episode 105, the Bumped Head edition.
I'm thinking of all the times that you've had a concussion and that's why you're talking the way you're talking because of all these concussions you have.
Five if you're from the Kentucky State Athletic Commission and listening to this program. Now, there was an interesting occurrence once. Darth Carter was slaughtered by Stompin' Steve, the former HPW heavyweight champion, who once flew abroad halfway across the country so that she could win him the HPW heavyweight title, thus making it the greatest night of his life. Truly. And then later on during the Sign of the Times, they got into a big brawl. They were fighting over a portrait of said broad. What if someone pulls out this portrait of this broad and distracts Darth Carter, Paul Moonshine? He's easily distracted from what I can tell.
You know what? Hmm. They can do whatever they want to try to distract him because I am going to be bringing along a friend of mine and in the form of a mannequin, and so he should be standing there, and Darth Carter's going to know the difference, and there's no there'll be any distraction, believe me.
So Darth Carter, apparently you're easily distracted by a mannequin. I could use that to my advantage.
I never said that. Stop putting words into my mouth. You do that. You even do that at BCW. I'll say something, and you try to change it around. Put words in my mouth. You need to stop doing that, young man, because this old man's gonna kick your ass.
He's gonna shut your
you
mouth.
You might
want to
get
you.
A ladder and a walker so you can do it without killing yourself again.
Here's how confident I am in Darth Carter and Paul Moonshine versus Sign Guy and QT Vokes. I think we had the stipulation loser has to wear sundresses for 90 days.
I already do that.
Yeah, QT already does that. What would the difference be?
Nobody wants to see sign guy's hairy legs.
Darth Carter just said he did. He threw out the challenge.
Well, you know, yeah, but he's not the one that's got to be in the Pacific Northwest watching you wear a dress.
How do you know? He could show up at any time. He's been to BCW how many times?
Well, that's true. He can. You just never know.
He shows up all the time, sneaks into the back. He even signed the Turnbuckle Turmoil guest book, and I have no idea how, when, or why this was accomplished. But now that I hear today's show, I think maybe you, Paul Moonshine, had a hand in that. I think you snuck my guest book to him when I wasn't looking.
Darth Carter doesn't sneak in anywhere. He's a main event draw. He puts arses in seats.
You keep saying stuff like that, and I believe that you're senile because you had me sign the book twice.
I can't help it if you kept forgetting you'd sign the very first page.
That's not up to me to remember. That's your book. You're the one who goes through that book. You brought it to me and said, "Here, you need to sign this. You haven't signed it yet."
That must tell you how spectacular of a manager he is to have him sign your book twice now already.
Alzheimer's is a horrible condition, folks.
Well,
so,
you know what?
I've always been an admirer of Darth Carter. It kind of pains me to get into the ring and possibly hurt a man that I've always pretty much admired.
Yes.
Don't worry, I'll do all the work. You just got to step on the ladder and take the fruit pie from Ed Oskowski.
Well, okay.
Maybe you should put the
awfully hard
and write the two fleas on the
throw you
on
out of the ring
well.
To stop it.
I'll be too fast for you, son. Yeah, you won't be able to throw me out of the ring.
You are
the only thing
fast.
That's fast with you is your moonshine drinking and, from what I'm told, nights with Miss Piggy.
You leave Miss Piggy out of this. you don't want me to call Miss Piggy and tell her to come after you.
Hey, I think she's moved on to Kermit the Frog, so
she's
probably fine.
Jiu-jitsu.
What was that, Darth Carter?
I said Miss Piggy is pretty vicious with her jiu-jitsu.
I hear that.
That's true. That's true. She is. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see Stein Guy speak the words that he's been putting over the radio because now how many lots of people that listen to this show. And now you got to put up or shut up.
You know, I've shut down a lot of challenges over the years on this show. I beat up a lot of people that's come in to challenge me. I gave that idiot Eugene everything he could handle after he tried to come on here and throw out a challenge, hoping I wouldn't respond. It took Donnie Idol, a crooked official, and 13 finishing moves on me to squeak out a tainted win for him. It would take you way more than that. So I don't think you have much of a chance, Paul Moonshine.
I have only one finishing move. And believe me, once I once I get that finished and move, you'll be out cold. You won't be able to respond.
Paul Moonshine's going to move through
you
quicker than white lightning.
You think you're
going
to get the shine salt and a fruit pie on a pole match?
What was that?
You think you're going to hit the shine salt and a fruit pie on a pole match?
No. I don't know if but I know you take a whiff of my moonshine.
It'll
be like ether when I get done with it. You won't be able to move.
Well, we're coming down to the end of the show, and despite your horrible behavior on the show, despite Paul Moonshine's seemingly masochistic tendencies, his virtual suicide attempt here, throwing out these challenges to me, I will let you, Paul, say and plug anything you want. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, as everybody knows, we're at BCW every Sunday. Bell time, 6 o'clock. We'll be in Vaughan, Washington on May 18th at the Civic Center. We'll be at that's the Peninsula Civic Center. We'll be at we're supposed to be up there May 25th for Pimp Show, but I'm not sure where that's at.
That is in Pimp Show is in the Tacoma area.
Oh, okay. We're supposed to be up there May 25th for that. We're gonna be the Moonshiners against Lenny O'Mara and Peter Dominic is the tag team. And then June 15th we'll be in Vaughan, Washington. We'll be in Marysville, Washington for a nerdy show, and then we'll be heading right down to Vaughan, Washington for the night show on June 15th. And then June 29th, we're going to be in Vaughan, Washington again for a hardcore show. June 22nd, I'm going to be in Cheyenne, Wyoming at Shooter's Edge. It's going to be their second show that they've had. Their first show is May 18th of this next week. So pretty much I'm all over the state of Northwest. And I'm going to see my son, J.D. Moonshine. He's now the Northwest Pro champion. Soon to be, I hope, another champion here short soon. We're just all over the Pacific Northwest, and we'll just come out and see us whenever you can.
I talk about you and Sonny O'Mara being on the same show in Tacoma. How is anyone in that building going to get a word in edgewise between the two of you?
You know, I've talked to Sonny before, and I told him that I hear he's talking crap about me, but he hasn't said one way or the other whether he has or not.
All right. Normally I would ask Darth Carter if he has anything to say or plug, but who cares in all honesty?
A lot of people care. A lot of people want to know where Darth Carter is going to be, but the fact of the matter is I can pop up anywhere. I might pop up for a all-day autograph signing at Who's on First.
Wow, that alleged card shop?
Allegedly.
Wow. Well, I definitely could see that because strange things attract strange things, I guess. Hopefully the people of Idaho will be free from you for a while. I know you've popped up there on statewide television of all things.
Statewide, and pretty soon it's just a matter of time before Darth Card is nationwide, international.
Best hope us all if it ever happens. Paul Moonshine, I would blame you.
You know
could
what?
You imagine if Darth Carta joined the Moonshiners, how much of an epic dynasty that would turn into? It would be more so than the Four Horsemen, more so than the Fabulous Freebirds, more so than the First Family. I mean, it would go on and on.
Would that make you the Darth Shiners or the Moon Cartas?
You never know what to expect.
That would make me more popular than Jimmy Hart or Bobby Heenan or Freddie Blassie. That would make me more popular than any of the idiots that was before me.
Except for me, because you wouldn't surpass me, I guarantee you.
I've already done that.
I don't see you in the HBW Hall of Fame.
Hey, if you made the Hall of Fame, it's because again, you paid somebody.
I paid nothing for that except for a heavy price when I broke my face, but I got right back up. But you know, we're out of time for this week. If you're anywhere near Cheyenne, Wyoming, even if you're not near Cheyenne, Wyoming, buy a ticket, come out to see the end of Paul Moonshine and Darth Carter's reign together, because I will end it in Cheyenne, Wyoming. SEW is the promotion, Shooters Edge Wrestling. I will be there. I accept the challenge. Paul Moonshine, you better pay up on Darth Carter's health insurance. You better go to your local Undertaker, have arrangements made, because he's going to need them.
Well, I don't think that is going to happen.
In the words of Gorilla Monsoon, highly unlikely.
There you go. That's highly unlikely. And you better pay up somebody because you're gonna need two hospital beds, one for TTL.
Well, we'll see about that for sure. I will see you in Wyoming, if not sooner, because if you pop up anywhere where I am, I'm gonna do something about that. No more sneak attacks. No more sneaking in the back door. No more in and outs. I will be on the lookout. Fans, we'll be back with you Sunday afternoon. Scheduled guest for Sunday, the Miracle Mike James. Make sure you have plans to join us. Get out there, support your local independents, wherever they may be, and we'll talk to you soon.
OMA and Oil of LA.
I told you about Carter.
Tonight. Your body from the left.